Okay, Simon Kuf Yud Zayin,
12.
Sif Yud Beis. Okay, Mishu Tzarech Lachot Latina Chometz. Let's say somebody has to feed a child chometz, right? So this doesn't really happen nowadays. I have had this shayla once. You say Ewa La'akum. So what you should do is you should bring the baby to a goy, Ha'akum Chometz, and the Akum, the goy will serve the chametz to the you give the goy give your kid chametz. And the Yisrael will pay for it afterwards. All right, Vaval Yisrael Yechleo chametz, but Yisrael should not be the one to give him the chametz. And if he's Masukin, then of course everything is mutter. So anybody can feed. I mean, it's still better to do with a guy if you can do it in a normal way. Much a kasavti. All right. Fine. Kuf Yud Zayin Yud Gimel. Lishtois Achalam Ibehemas Akum Achelas Chametz Pesach Yesh Oisrim Veyesh Matirin. This is one of the more fascinating tinim. But to drink milk from a behemoth of a goy that eats chametz with Pesach, there are those that aser and there are those that matter. What's the issue? Is because the cow eats chametz and now the milk comes from the cow. Shomer nasha yachmer and shomer nefesh should be machmer or prat b'mokum hashenogu leesar. If it's a mokum hashenogu leesar, chalila lahater, you should chalila to go against the minig of the mokum. Fine. Simen kuf yud ches dina achonas aseidu bo yud aleph seifim. So you have aleph. Yadar achar yayin yofel lemitzvahs arba koses. You go for nice wine after arba koses. V'yim yesh benimtza yayin odom yofa kemoi. Alavon, if you can find red wine that's just as good as white wine, v'gamu kosher k'may alavon, and it's just as kosher like white wine. Mitzvah bo yosem alavon, it's a mitzvah more than alavon. Shenemar al teira yayin ki yisadam, that you should not see. Don't look at wine that it's red, right? Meaning red. The point of the pasuk is that wine is red. Mashmash chashivus shayayin hu kashahu edam. When it's red, now so that's the main reason. The main reason to have red wine is because it's considered more chashuv. That's then another reason is Yisrael, because parish shechted the kids, so that's why that represents the blood. Now taking white wine and adding red wine to the white wine is a problem. If the reason is to make the wine, the main reason is to have chashuv wine, just adding a few drops of red doesn't help. It helps for the second reason that it represents blood, but it doesn't help for the main reason. So therefore, if you really like white wine and you're going to put in a little red wine that's just going to mess the taste up for you, it's just not worth it. Right? Medinas, but if it's in Medina where the nations are foolish and they make the what you call the blood libels, then you should specifically not have red wine for Pesach. The first dunking, which is karpas, now you can harbi likach petrazil to take parsley. Some say celery. Some say celery. Tastes good when it's raw. The mufchar is to take radishes. Gimel, the tzarech mara noigin likach tamcha. The minig is to take chrein. V'kimin shu charef ma'oid, since it's very sharp, yichayin l'prorei b'rivayzin. You want, if it's so sharp, to bite out of it, so you grate it. Rakshi yizor shalo yafik l'gamri. You have to be careful that it doesn't go totally bad. All right. And there are those that do it after shul. But when you grind on Yom Tov, you have to grind it with a shiner. And on Shabbos, you can't do it. You have to do it before the night and keep it hidden till the night. It's better to take chazeres. She's salad. Because when it's in the ground, it's bitter, right? Meaning you have romaine lettuce nowadays. What's the bitter there? Oh, when it's in the ground, it's bitter. So it represents that. There's lana, which is called wormwood. Olshin charchavina einem shchichim v'ninaseinu. Olshin, that's the other things that the Mishnah says. Endives or whatever, those are not common. Kol aminim sheyotzen behem et starfen zem zel kazayis. They do combine with each other for the kazayis. Yotzen bein ba'alin bein beklachin and yotzen, whether it's with leaves or with stalks, avalei b'shroshim, not with roots. Dainu shroshim haketanim hamispatzlim. It's these small little roots, hamaspatzim lekan lekan, that go break off to this way, that way. Aval hashoyrish hagodol sheboi gedelim ha'olim, but the big root, that the roots grow from it, I'm sorry, that the leaves grow from it, afshu toman bakarka, even though it's hidden in the ground, ariyo b'chlal kelach, that's considered a stalk. Mikom akam tov yoyz alitol ha'olim, it's better to take the leaves, v'akelach, v'ayoyz achutz lekarka, and the stalks that stick out of the ground, ki yeshayim shemashu bikarka nikra shayrish, because they hold that what's sitting in the ground is considered a root. Ha'olim ein yotzim behem, you're not yotzim with leaves. Elam kein heim lachem, they have to be fresh. Aval aklochem yotzim behen pein lachem ein yivashim. But the stalks, you yotzim whether they're moist, whether they're dry. Achleim u'mushalim, but not cooked, like kfushin or what do you call it, pickled. Now, this is not, I mean, this is not negayah to us nowadays. Baruch Hashem, we have all this. We have all sorts of wonderful all sorts of wonderful good food. So it's, this is Baruch Hashem, not negayah. Fine. Talid. Hacharoses. So Charoses, tzarok shiyah of, it has to be thick. Zeicher letit, it has to be a zeicher for the to the mud, b'shashu namar cement, whatever. B'shashu tzarok little samara, and when you have to dip the mara, yishpech l'seicha yain or chaimetz, you should pour wine or vinegar into it. Yirach the zeicha l'dam, so it should be soft zeicha l'dam. Right? B'gam sheyiroi litbal b'ayi, you should also be able to dip something in it. Yesh lasi says acharoses miperis, shenim shel b'hem knesses Yisrael. You should. You can make, you should make charoses from fruits, because Klal Yisrael is compared to fruits. Going to ain them like fig. Shenemar hateinu chanta pagea veegoizim shenemar elginas egoiz utamarim shenemar ela vetamar v'rimonim shenemar kefel charoimen v'tapuchim zechel ma shenemar tachas atapuach eratich shayo anashim yoldesham v'nein beloy etzev. That's where the women gave birth without any pain. Ushkedim al shem shishokar Hakadosh Baruch Hu al haketz lasis, that Hashem made the end come soon. V'tzarach litim v'tzarach tavlin adoyim l'teven. You should put in spices that are similar to straw, kagon kinama and cinnamon, zangwill, ginger, sheni dochen hodek hetev, that are not crushed well. V'yesh ben chutin kumoy teven, it has like these strings that make it look like straw. Zeichel l'teven shayim megavlim d'seich hatit. Zeicher to the straw that they would put in the mud. Peshabas lo yishbech esayayin o yechemetz esayich acharoises. Don't pour it in there. Ki tzarech lasis peshinui. You have to do it a shinui. Yitin es acharoises. Letzoy chayayin v'achemetz. You put the acharoises into the wine and the vinegar. Resamei melach and the salt. Afilu kishaloi chol yomtev peshabas. Even when yomtev doesn't fall on Shabbos. Yasamei erev yomtev. Do it from erev yomtev. Vimetzeo b'yomtev. He doesn't erev yomtev. Tzarech lasis peshinui. You have to do it a shinui. Sheitin chilas amayim. First, put the water. Va'afrika chamelach, because you're not supposed to do. You're not really supposed to make salt water on Shabbos. Okay, that's first chelak.